Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And today we have my co-host here. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I'm Cheesy Ramen, or Mina, if that's too many syllables for you.
Mina the artist, yes, and our special amazing guest. He's a comedian. Please introduce yourself. Who can it be?
My name is Chris Griffin!
Woohoo! Yes, from Family Guy. Not.
Oh. I was going to say, Chris Griffin from Family Guy. Oh, God.
Yeah, so do you watch the show?
No, I've never heard of it.
No way.
What is it?
There's no way you've never heard of Family Guy.
Okay.
Is it a documentary? No, I've heard of it. I've heard of it a lot.
Yes.
Over the years.
But do you like the show?
It's a good show.
Yes, and do you like the character? The son.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Do you relate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about your beginnings. How did you become a comedian? Who inspired you?
Oh, yeah. I think I always loved comedy, growing up, watching Just for Laughs or Comedy Now and all those programs that I think on the Comedy Network, they just play the specials over and over again. So I always loved it growing up, and then... I just didn't know you could do it. And then I met a comic once, and he's like, yeah, you just go to an open mic and tell jokes, and if it works, you do it for 25 years, and if it doesn't, you're sad for a night, and you never forget that night for 25 years. But, it went well, and then here I am 15 years later, so.
Yeah, do you kind of recall, your first jokes?
Yeah, I do recall my first jokes. Yeah, it was, it went pretty well, I don't know if I recall them exactly, but mostly just talking about stories of my life, which is what I still do more or less, so,
Yeah, Mina, you got some questions?
Okay, so what is the hardest thing about being a comedian?
The hardest thing? Bombing, not when it's not going well, that's not a good time, but yeah, I think, thankfully, once you do it a while, you get pretty good, so that doesn't happen often. But yeah, the travel can be rough, but it's usually pretty fun. You get to see places, but the pace of it, if you're doing lots of shows, like travel here, fly in, land, hotel, perform, fly out,
You got to be funny to every single audience.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and then you could get some, not as fun gigs, but mostly once you kind of get into it, you start to figure out what works. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of cool experiences. That's probably the best.
Do you get to sightsee some of the places?
Yeah. Okay. You check them out. I mean, I've seen the entirety of Canada. I've seen most of the U.S., the continental U.S. I've seen it all, been to every state. So it's pretty cool. You get to, experience the places. Sometimes you're just in and out quick, but even then you try to, catch a couple hours in the afternoon or do something fun. But the other cool thing is you meet a lot of people. So sometimes if you are there for an extra day, somebody will be like, hey, come out in my boat. And then you get to, do something
nice.
Like that. And
that's the most Canadian thing ever.
Yeah, it is. Only in summer. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you recommend, people that are from Vancouver, they haven't traveled anywhere in Canada, where can you recommend them to go see?
To go see?
Yeah.
Just for a place?
Just for a place, yeah, just if they haven't explored Canada at all. They've only lived in Vancouver their whole life.
Yeah, I mean, I would get out. I would do, I would do something just generally, regardless if you're traveling, if you've only stayed in Vancouver mm-hmm. your whole life. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, everywhere has its charm. Up north is really cool if you get a chance to go up there. Like Yukon, I got to go up with my buddy Chris Gordon. We rode horses and, you know, climbed mountains and stuff. So every place has a different thing to offer. But, you know, it's nice that we're a friendly country. So everywhere you go, they try to make you feel at home. And there's lots of good clubs. If you haven't left Vancouver, go over to the island, check out in Victoria, check out Hecklers. You know, that's one of the best clubs in the country. So you can do that. And Victoria's got a lot to offer. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'd say recently up north was really surprisingly cool and a lot of fun things to do.
All right. Okay. So let's get to some music because we are a radio show, folks. Yeah. Tell me about this first band we're going to play, Fake Shark. How do you know them?
Fake Shark. Yeah. Man, incredible band. My good buddy Kevy is the lead singer. He also produces a lot of comedy, very involved in that for 604 Records. So he's just an awesome dude, rad guy, super cool, super talented. So yeah, he's producer, musician, singer, rock star, bad dude, cool guy, strong, good smile.
And this one's called Loser.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's a such winner. A loser based on your description. Jeez.
All right, let's hear it right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So what if I sleep all day? Maybe I like the rain. Maybe I live in my brain. Maybe I don't know what to say. Maybe I need to complain. Maybe I'm not so brave. Maybe I like my pain. So what if I'm not the same? Maybe I'm over today. Maybe that's okay. So I pack up my troubles, I'ma deal with them later. Talk it ear off, feel like a complainer. Then I make a few jokes and you don't see the humor. I get real quiet and I feel like a loser. Awesome, awesome. Oh, let's turn that off. Okay. All right, now,
We are back, and guess what, folks? Mina, what grade are you in now?
Oh, God, I am in grade 9, a freshman.
Amazing. Just tell me about your first few days in school.
First few days?
Yes.
Lost, confused, lost.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't get better.
It got a little bit better. Didn't...
I was just saying in my life, I'm 44, and I'm still all those things.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in for a long one then. For the first few days, I couldn't figure out the layout of my school for the life of me. And I have my first class is like across the school from my locker height and like width. Like it's bad. It's bad. And it's in this one corner that you can only go through, find in like one stairwell. So every morning I'm always late to my math class and my teacher's wondering why. And it's because my locker's on the other side of the school. And I like spending the first block in not my math class. It's not good.
All right, and you're also in the marching band.
Oh, yeah, I am. I didn't sign up for that.
What?
The thing is, no one knew that they were joining the marching band when they said, oh, I want to join the concert band, or I want to join the jazz band. Like, no, you're all in marching band, too. And we were not warned beforehand. Luckily, I actually wanted to do marching band, so that's okay. But a few of my friends who are also in band were caught very off guard. I volunteered to play the bass clarinet rather than the regular because, oh my God, the music is harder there. So I was like, okay, I'll play bass clarinet. The parts are easier. They're a little bit easier memorization-wise, but for getting used to a bass clarinet, it's a little tricky.
All right, but you played, like, instruments before, right? Like, I know you play a bunch of instruments at home. Which ones do you play?
I play a lot of them. I also am learning the tenor saxophone for jazz.
Oh, that's what I played.
No.
Yeah, I was terrible, though.
Okay, so you
But at least you didn't pick tuba for the marching.
That no.
That would be a workout.
I don't play brass instruments, but I play, flute.
Isn't the tenor brass?
Technically.
It's the color brass?
Isn't the color brass. Yeah. It is made out of brass, but it's considered a woodwind because it uses a reed.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't. My dad would just roast me when I tried to practice because I wasn't good. So.
That's so real.
Yeah, yeah. Peter.
I play flute, clarinet, bass clarinet, tenor saxophone, piano, guitar, mandolin, ukulele, and I can also play a bunch of other C instruments that are piano-like if I want to. And
whoa.
I'm trying to get into violin, but I don't have that much time on my hands.
All right.
That is impressive.
Yes.
What about you? Do you play instruments?
I also played... I played
all
alto,
of those?
No, alto. I was in concert band and jazz band in high school. But you know what? Afterwards, you just kind of lose it if you don't really keep at it, right?
Yeah. Comedy's like that, too. You got to keep doing it.
You got to keep doing it. Okay.
Wow. That's... man, you guys are... That's both impressive. I think, yeah, the tenor, all I remember was carrying it back and forth to school was the hardest part.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had to carry it up like a flight of stairs to get picked up at an area that wasn't the drop-off because, oh my God, traffic. And it was so heavy. And I had just been getting used to PE, so my arms hurt. And then I have to carry this really big instrument and just hope I don't drop it because if you drop that thing, if you even like bump a saxophone, that will bend it and it will destroy the sound.
Wow. Did you start practicing as a child? Like when you were 4?
Tenor? No.
No, like all of these instruments. I don't understand how you could even play one.
I started learning clarinet in grade 6.
Huh.
So about 4 years ago. Flute I learned last year. Guitar and piano like about 2 years ago. Mandolin is a little more recent. I'm pretty mediocre at these instruments.
No, I think the fact you even can say them is pretty good. I couldn't even list that many instruments, so very impressive.
I mean, I can list more. I really want to play the bassoon, but that is a really difficult instrument.
I think you just made up an instrument.
No, that's a real instrument. Okay. Look it up.
I'm going to Google it.
All right, guys. We're going to get to our first break here, and it's called Bird Note. That this it talks about animals and such. Do you have any pets, Chris?
No, not right now. I've had pets in the past.
You have, yeah? What, yeah. What kind?
Dogs and a budgie. Aww. And a rabbit once.
Aww. I had budgies.
Oh, did you?
They both died.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, what's their names? What's the budgie's name?
Squat and Babu.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. All right, and we will be back, folks.
Yeah. This is Bird Note.
Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game. This is the old redhead, Red Barber.
Longtime Brooklyn Dodger and later New York Yankee announcer Red Barber grew up in Mississippi and was known for his folksy way of speaking.
They call him the Big Cat, and he swings that heavy bat as though it weighed no more than a dry turkey feather.
One of his best-known catchphrases was that a player in a winning position was sitting in the catbird seat.
Delivers outside for ball three, and it's 3-0. Fry sitting up there in the catbird seat.
But what is a catbird seat? And what, for that matter, is a catbird? Well, the catbird part is easy. It's a cousin of the mockingbird in the bird family known as the mimids. And it does sound a little like a cat. As for the saying, it's been around since the 19th century, probably originating in the southern U.S., where there are lots of gray catbirds. The bird is normally a skulker, foraging near the ground or in dense underbrush. But during the breeding season, gray catbirds sometimes fight amongst themselves for the best territories. As part of the competition, the two combatants sing their way to higher and higher perches. The one who finally takes the highest perch is, well, sitting in the catbird seat, with the best view, in control, top bird, so to speak. So take it from Red Barber, the catbird seat is the place to be. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Meow. All right.
God. I'm wearing a skeleton cat mask, so that's off-putting to me. It's a little bit. Hello.
Hi.
I'm bad at names. Chris
Griffin from Family Guy.
Okay, Chris, I hear that you have a comedy show coming up. Want to speak about that a little bit?
Oh, wow, thanks for asking. Yeah, we've got a big comedy show coming up at the York Theater on Commercial Drive, East Van. Yeah, it's a yearly show. John Parada is an incredibly famous and funny comedian. We'll be headlining. We've got Damon Schritter. We got another comedian coming in from Los Angeles, so it's going to be a big, fancy theater show on the drive. And yeah, tickets, I think there's two shows, 7 and 9:30 at the York Theater, Saturday, October 25th. So yeah, I'm pumped. Last year we did it, sold it out, so we added a second show for this one and hoping to sell both those out.
Fantastic. So early bird tickets are $20, and how much are tickets at the door? Do you know?
I think they're like, well, at the door they might be 30, but I think they're 25 if you get them, you know, online, and then the early bird's 20. Yeah, I think some of the early bird for first show might be sold out, but I don't know.
That's
you
right.
Go online.
Comedy on the Drive, folks. That's Commercial Drive. And do you hang out at the Drive?
I've lived on the Drive. Yeah, I hang out at the Drive. Yeah, I was East Van for a lot of years. Now I live downtown, but East Van at heart, you know.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, tell people where they can go to eat, where can they go to hang out. I don't know. Did you used to go to Joe's or no?
Oh, yeah.
I know it closed. But
yeah, it did close. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good restaurants, especially if you're into Italian, man. John Parada knows all the spots. But yeah, I don't know. I've been all up and down there. The Legion, that's a good
Legion,
hang.
Legion, yeah. Yes. There's what's it called? Juniors? Upstairs. There's they got pool tables up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right, folks, we're going to get to another break. And this one, we're doing a show promo. We always love to promote other shows, other people's radio shows here. And this one's called Bitcoover.
Bit.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Yeah, that was Connor's show, Bitcoover, and he loves to play video game music. So that's what his show is about.
Oh, I like it.
Yes. Do you play video games?
Oh, I do.
Okay, tell me about, I don't know, what are you doing right now? Like, what's in?
Yeah, I've been playing Cuphead, which is one of the hardest games ever made.
Cuphead?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but I beat the main game, and I'm just on the DLC now. So, but it's, yeah, if I tell my wife it's the third hardest game ever made of the modern era. She does not care at all.
I care. Thank if you. That matters, but I'm a 14-year-old, so obviously I care.
Yeah. That's good. The younger generation has hope.
It's hope.
And what do you play, Mina?
Oh God, video games?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard of Amori, have you?
No.
Okay, that means you're mentally sound. I like playing more story-based games like Amori or...
Roblox.
I don't play Roblox a lot. I only really play Roblox whenever my friends are begging me to.
Okay. Same.
But I have played a little bit of Minecraft.
Hey.
Minecraft, yeah.
We all like Minecraft. With games, I also know there's like Halloween DLCs and stuff. So like maybe I could play the Halloween DLC of... FNAF Help Wanted, but I don't...
Oh, yeah.
That depends on if my headset will agree with me. On the subject of Halloween, are you being anything for Halloween?
Yeah, it might be Incredible Hulk. Did you know that I didn't find out I said the word Halloween wrong until I did comedy? And then I would talk about it on stage. I say Halloween, and people are like, it's Halloween. And I was like, oh.
Well, Halloween, if we think about how the word is made from, like, Hallow's Eve.
Yeah.
Halloween is objectively correct, but everyone else just says Halloween.
I need you to hang out with my life more, because you're right about a lot of things and could help me in some of these arguments. But, yeah, people would just come up, but they're like, you're saying it wrong. And I was like, okay. But, yeah, I'll probably go as Incredible Hulk, because I got a costume and I'm doing... Surrey Yuck Yucks is out there. There's a comedy club, so I'm performing that Halloween weekend, and everyone's dressing up that's
Woo-hoo!
On the show.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And you used to dress up as a knight in shining armor.
Yeah, did a comedy special as a knight.
Yes, and was that like real heavy armor? Was that plastic?
Yeah, it was real heavy armor. I thought it'd be super cool, but then I was about 5 minutes in, and it was really hot, and I was like, this was a mistake.
You should wear some actual knight's armor.
It was. Yeah, it was like real armor, but it was just, it was dumb. Because I was supposed to do an hour, and I did about 5 minutes.
That
I was like,
stuff
cool.
is heavy.
Yeah, it was like carrying 12 tenor saxes.
Oh, God. Yeah, I went to Ren Faire this year, which took place at Mission, and... There, I made some friends with some of the people who were fighting in, like, actual knight's armor, and, dude, they were winded after. Like, one of my friends there, like, she took her helmet off, and her hair was all crazy, and she just looked so tired. It was crazy.
Yeah, I bet you just the walking up to battle your opponent is half the workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, think about trying to dodge a bunch of swords.
Oh, man.
And stabbing the other person safely, because we don't want to actually kill them, but...
Really? But do you still win the battles, or is it choreographed?
Yeah, they are, like, actual battles.
Whoa.
It's not choreographed, and... You basically just go based off, like, a hit system, so it's, like, a point system, how many hits you can get.
Like fencing or something?
Yeah, it's similar to fencing, but it's way more difficult for no reason. Yeah.
Should be in the Olympics.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Would you ever attend something like that, some medieval...
Oh, man, I would love to, yeah. I'm excited just hearing about it.
Yeah, Ren Faire, they're doing it in Mission. They didn't have a lot of advertising this year, so many people figured out that happened, and they're like, I didn't hear about this. But maybe you could find something on social media about it. It is already booked and planned for next year.
Yes.
All right, guys. Let's get to another song by Fionn. And I have interviewed these girls. They're so adorable.
Aren't they cool?
They're twins.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know about them?
Yeah, I'm just a fan. I mean, I've crossed paths with them through 604 Records and done shows where they're in the audience or done shows or been to shows where they're performing. I'm in the audience. I saw them at Rifflandia, but I think they're just about to head off on their first big headlining U.S. West Coast tour. So that's like that their first tour in the States headlining. So Woo-hoo! That's pretty exciting. So wish them luck. You know, proud of them.
And can you tell them apart?
No.
I know.
Oh, God. One time I got, I have friends that are twins, and I got them mixed up. Never referred to them by their names again.
All right, folks, we're going to play Banshee on CJSF. That was Fionn, Banshee, super cute, super adorable. All right, I'm going to play an interview that I just did last night, and I don't know if you heard of this, guys, Theater of the Damned. It's starting tonight, and it's playing all the way till the end of October, and I interviewed